This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell on Thursday rejected a plea from more than 200 mayors to call the Senate back early to consider new gun legislation. AP Sagar Meghani reports the mayors were urging the senator to lead the Senate back to Capitol Hill to discuss legislation already passed by the House.
In a letter to the Senate's two leaders, the mayors urged them to interrupt a long August break and bring senators back to vote on House-passed bills expanding background checks for gun sales. Among those signing the letter, Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, who said yesterday after President Trump's visit to her city, she'd like to finally see gun control action.
I'm not holding my breath. Too often we just see complete inaction because they're waiting just for time for people to forget.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell's been resisting pressure to bring lawmakers back. The president's been privately calling senators while pushing publicly for expanded background checks. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
And McConnell told a Kentucky radio station he wants Congress to consider legislation to expand federal background checks, but only when lawmakers return in September. President Donald Trump says that the Deputy National Intelligence Director, Sue Gordon, has announced she is retiring. Trump tweeted Thursday that Gordon has announced she'll be leaving her position August 15th. That's the same day that the current director, Dan Coats, is also leaving. Trump said an acting director will be named shortly. Trump praised Gordon for her long and distinguished career, but it was clear she was not going to be nominated for the top job or become acting director. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dozens of immigrant workers have been